This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Second date update.
When I was 13 years old, this is true.
Okay.
I recorded an original song called Reach for the Sky.
Yes. Reach for the sky.
I can't believe we've gotten to a point where you're willingly playing this.
Well, it's dead last on iTunes currently.
Oh, wow.
But the thing is, the underlying message of this song is no matter what you do in life, you should aim high.
Yeah.
Shoot for the stars, even if you're a weird little sheltered Jewish boy. What's the worst that could happen?
I wish we could just hear more of it without us talking.
Yeah. The thing is, even though that mantra didn't really work out so well for me, because here I am in the dying industry of terrestrial radio, luckily, it did work for one of our listeners named Brett, who says he shot for the moon in his dating life. And it may have actually worked out for him. So let's talk to him right now. Brett, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, man.
Hey, you big Young Jeffrey fan? Yeah. Did you hear his single years ago, and now you're reaching for the stars, or what?
He's the one person that downloaded it on iTunes.
He's the reason
but then
he's ranked.
Immediately deleted it before it even finished.
It's all right.
No, dude, I got respect. Like, it's true. Like, I do. Like, I shoot for the moon. Like, I'm always looking for the best.
For the stars. Okay. Yeah. Yes. What does that mean in your dating life?
Well, that's what I mean. You know, like, so when I'm dating, like, I love the challenge of trying to get with somebody that's just completely beautiful, knowing that, like, I don't really deserve them.
Well, tell us about the challenging woman that you met.
Her name's Hannah, and I matched a 10. Like,
nice.
Good for you. How do you land a 10? What was your secret?
Well, I was like, you know, so I go into like my laboratory and just like
your lab. You have a lab for this, okay?
Yeah. So I'm like, I try to be witty with her. I make some jokes. And I guess the term is courting, but like with somebody who's that gorgeous, it's worth it to work for her attention.
Yeah.
I feel like it's worth it for anyone that you're interested in. It doesn't have to be only worth it for tens, but okay.
So it sounds like
but it's just harder to get their attention.
It sounds like you used some like witty, interesting humor on her and that got her attention.
Yeah, and like she did respond with me, but it was kind of hit or miss. I wasn't always getting a response from her. And granted, I was a little corny sometimes, but like I was genuine.
Oh, give us an example. Can I hear an example of something you would have said to her?
Well, you know.
Brooke just wants to be sweet talked right now. That's why.
I told her that she had pretty eyes.
Oh, man. Okay. She probably heard that a lot.
Where's the funny part?
Did that come from your laboratory?
Yeah. It's not mixing with a lot of chemicals.
Well, so like I sent her a gif of like Steve Buscemi eyes.
Oh,
right. Okay.
I know which one you're talking about too.
And that is actually funny. Okay.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. So finally, like we get to the point where I'm like, okay, hey, you and me dinner Saturday night.
Right. Did it happen?
Broke the ice.
And, you know, I'm sitting there kind of like waiting a while. And it's just after a while, she's just like, no.
Oh, she just turns you down.
Well, I was back to my laboratory. And then after like 30 minutes, I get another text that she says, no, Sunday, 6 p.m. And I'm like, okay.
Thought about it for a second.
So she said no, but then she said yes?
Maybe she's trying to be funny?
She said no to Saturday, and then a half an hour later, she said, I can do Sunday.
There we go. All right.
You're not quite worthy of a Saturday night, but that's okay.
Still.
You know, you're getting your foot in the door.
A date is a date. So what did you end up doing?
Well, so I said, all right. So sushi?
Okay.
All right.
And then she responds like immediately like, no.
Okay.
Oh.
Did she give a suggestion or do you just have to keep going down the list of different foods?
No, but another half an hour later, she suggests a place that's by her apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's just bossing you around, telling you whatever.
Yeah. You're like, yes, ma'am.
It's a power move for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So you ended up going out to a restaurant.
Yes, we did.
What was that like?
I was so nervous, but I got there like half an hour early. I had them like set up the whole table because like I wanted everything to like look perfect when she got there. She like does not disappoint. She is every bit of amazing as she looks in her pictures.
And great at conversation. She only says no. Yeah.
She walks in and I greet her with the table and everything. And she says we need to move the table that she can't sit there.
What?
Oh. You specifically chose the best table in the house, didn't you?
Well, I thought I did, but she had her reasons. I guess I don't know.
Okay.
I just wanted to make her comfortable, so I was like, no problem. We'll move the table. And I asked her if we could, like, you know, after getting everything together, I was like, you want to, like, get a drink or, like, get to know each other? And she's like...
What, you asked her that? Isn't that the whole point?
Now that we're on this date, would you like to have a conversation? Perhaps we should have some food.
Why is she... She's going to say no. She said no to every other question you've ever asked this woman. Why would you set yourself up for that?
Well, she said that she'd feel more comfortable if we didn't start getting to know one another until we moved the table. So we just sort of sat there.
What does she think she is?
Wow.
And you're attracted to this still, right?
She just looks so amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A model. All right.
I don't know if your brain's working, but something's working in your decision making.
Look, so we got it. We got moved to another table. She likes the corner spot and dinner was great. It didn't really last very long.
Did you ever get to know each other at all?
Yeah, I'm trying to sense, was there like an actual love connection, any type of bond
at
all?
I'm with you, Jeff, because it sounds like you just stared at her the whole time.
Yeah. Just gawked and drooled.
No, I mean, I'm not. I was trying really hard.
Okay.
And as I was walking her out, I was like, I've got a surprise for you. Like, I have something for you.
Oh.
And she said, oh, I didn't see kidnapping me on your profile.
Oh.
And I...
Wait, what?
Is it joke or...
Yeah, she was joking, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Light kidnapping joke.
All right. Did you laugh at it?
Yeah, I tried to... Like, I've been trying to laugh it off the whole night. But I had some flowers in my car. I wanted to give to her.
Okay.
And she thought it was going to be zip ties and duct tape. That was probably a pleasant surprise.
She still went to the car.
Yeah.
So I gave her some flowers and I asked her if I could walk her to her apartment.
Uh-huh.
And she said no. And I was like, yeah, I get it.
Respect her boundaries, right? What can you do?
Of course.
I offered.
So that's it. I tried to text her for another date and that's all I got.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was your opportunity to actually kidnap her like she wanted.
No. Oh, you asked for this.
That's what we want to encourage.
Your house.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to like unveil a mystery, but it sounds like she's just a typical girl. Just wanted maybe a nice free dinner. You seemed like a nice enough guy. And
maybe she's trying to find love, but you were a no.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we'll find out, I guess.
I think Brooke's right.
I think you should have kidnapped her. But one of these answers is right. We're going to call her and find out which one it is when we do your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
A perfect 10. I don't know if I've ever seen one before.
Hello.
Oh, you're right, except when I look in the mirror. That is true.
Yeah,
thank you for pointing that out to
me. I meant this side of the room. home, Alexis and me. Come on.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah,
all right.
I think 10 out of 10 if you do the division.
I mean,
that's smart. Yeah, you got to add
fine.
Them up.
I'm fine with long division.
Tens are rare, but they do exist. And one of our listeners,
ten out of 10's a one, by the way,
Brett, says he actually matched with a perfect... He actually matched with a perfect 10 online, and her name is Hannah. And she's kind of a handful, though, because she shot down pretty much every suggestion Brett had for their date. Changed the time of it, the location, even made them move tables when they were at the restaurant, which might sound high maintenance for a 9 or lower, but again, Hannah's a 10.
Yeah, different standard.
10s get what they want.
God, wouldn't it be nice to live in that world?
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
It really is nice to live in that world.
You know.
Brad, before we get started, you said that you've been texting a little bit with Hannah, but it's been spotty. What's the nature of your text with her?
I texted her. I've invited her bowling. I've invited her out to the bar.
Like, tens don't want to bowl.
No.
They want to break a nail.
Exactly.
But I've given options, you know, like I've expressed that I want to see her again.
And what is she saying?
Sometimes she gives me no's and sometimes she's nothing.
Okay, at least she's rotating.
So you're not misunderstanding that she's not interested.
Yeah.
You're just hoping we can help you. I see.
But the fact that she is still at least responding at all, I think that's a win. Now we're going
to
try.
Such a man thing to say.
Well, you got to look at someone else to be positive on this show. I guess it has to be me, the 10.
Jeff.
So let's call this other 10 and see what she has to say. You ready to do this, Brett?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm thrilled. I haven't been blocked yet.
Oh, man.
So let's go.
All right.
We shouldn't get to that point, but...
Maybe after this, though.
That's
we'll find
true.
Out.
We'll see.
Here we go. I'm dialing your number right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yeah. Who's this?
Oh.
Hey,
Tens
Hannah.
Answer the phone.
Really nice to talk to you right now. My name is Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi, Hannah.
Hey.
Those are some other people that are on the show, but the main person you want to talk to is me.
Stop it. How are you doing, Hannah?
I'm Jeff's assistant.
Okay. What's up?
Well, we're doing a really special segment that we only do for really special people like yourself.
True.
It's called a second date update, and we're looking to reconnect you with a really cool guy that you went out with recently named Brett. Hello?
Okay.
Jeff, I thought you should know. No, I lost her.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember Brett, Hannah?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Did he?
That's our
What kind of impression did he make on you?
I don't understand why I would be telling you guys that.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Fair.
So we spoke to Brett about your guys' date, and he had a lot of really nice things to say about you, and said he had a good time. And he's been trying, apparently, to arrange a second meetup.
Well,
and I'm sure whatever the reason is, it's not your fault.
You think it's Brett's fault?
Well, we're assuming.
Well, I'm just trying I'm trying to guess.
You're so smooth.
Hannah, I'm on your side, is what I'm trying to say here. No matter what you say, it's right.
Come on.
Brett's getting the vibes that maybe you don't want to go out again.
That's how like a 7 would say it, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just, like, doing stuff.
Okay. Maybe that's great. Maybe you could do stuff with Brett.
Okay. I don't want to do the type of stuff that he keeps asking me to do. Like, he's texting me about bowling, and I told him I hate bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, still asking me to do shit that I don't want to do.
Okay. That's fair.
Annoying.
Is there anything you like?
Yeah, it's a good question, Alexis.
Yeah.
Shopping, maybe?
I like dinner, but only because I have to.
What do you mean only because you have to? You don't have to
Well, you have to eat. It's an activity to live.
Okay.
Duh, Brooke.
If she had a choice, she would never have dinner.
What would you do? Oh. What is there anything you find fun? It just sounds like you hate everything.
I don't hate everything. I just don't like everything.
Okay.
So you're kind of a pessimist.
That. Makes sense.
Well, I think
don't call me that.
You don't like that either. Well, that's what a pessimist is. They don't.
Here's my situation. I don't like activities in general, and I don't want to do them. So honestly, it's just like if he wants to go out to eat, we can do that. But other than dinner, I'm really not interested in axe throwing or all that other dumb shit he's texted me about.
Okay.
Well, I'm so curious what you do all day.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect.
I think that would be okay with Brett. He was just trying to figure out some fun stuff that you guys could do together.
But take away fun, don't do fun.
Well, yeah,
fun.
He just wants to find some stuff.
Not even stuff at this point.
He just wants to be in your presence.
There it is.
While you both don't enjoy it.
You guys literally have any other questions for me? Because I have other stuff to do. Yeah,
I do have one more question. Would you like to talk to Brett? And the answer is yes, because he's on the other line right now listening and wanting to say something. Brett?
Yo, Hannah, it's Brett.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, Brett. Why do you have these people calling me?
Ooh, these people.
No, look, I really like you. I heard a bit of what you said. What do you mean, like, you don't like to do activities?
I just made it super clear. I'm okay with going out again. Honestly, we can do that. It's not a big deal. But I don't want to do anything.
God, she sounds perfect,
you guys. Do you understand where Brett is maybe? I'm a little confused. So what do you do?
I just said that we can eat. But you know what? Honestly, I'm thinking about going on a 40-day fast. So
that's a long one.
What do you want to do? What do you want?
Okay, honestly, Brett, listen, I'm over dating at the moment, so if you really don't want to do it again, like, that's fine, too. It's whatever.
I want to date you. Do you want to just hang out and watch TV, maybe?
No, listen, if you want to buy me dinner, I need to eat, let's do that. That's it, and no activity. But
TV seemed like a good suggestion, Hannah. That's pretty much not doing anything, right?
TV is an activity, and I already made clear I'm not interested in activities.
Brett.
Okay.
So, Brett, why do you want to go out with her again? Yeah, no offense, Hannah, but you sound like one of the least interesting people in the entire world.
We could find you a nice 9, Brett.
Yeah. It's like, what are you going to offer in a relationship?
Hannah, I apologize for my co-host over there. That's a 6 talking over there. She doesn't understand what it's like being elite.
Even with a 10, if you don't have a good personality, like, what are you? Nothing.
You're a 10, Brooke. You don't have to be anything else.
You just exist.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It drops you by like half at least. Okay. Honestly.
I don't really understand why you guys talk about 9, 10s and all these other numbers, but honestly, I really have to go. Huh. Brett, is there anything else? Spit it out. Just say what you have to say because I'm going to hang up.
I want to go out with you again. We can eat dinner. I'll buy you dinner. We don't have to do anything. Like, just whatever. Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Well, that was kind of sweet, wasn't it, Hannah? We'd like to pay for you guys to sit in the same vicinity and do nothing.
You guys can sit in the dark and just match each other's breathing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm hanging
Unless
out.
Unless that's considered an activity.
She's hanging up. I think that was a yes from her, though. I think that was a yes.
Text her.
Only if he pays. He doesn't need your money.
Yeah, okay. They're not a charity,
Brett,
so I get it.
You got the bill on this one, buddy?
I got it.
Okay. Well,
we did it, guys. Yeah.
This feels so wrong to me.
There's a lot of other women out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a silent film.
It's like, I like soup. He likes soup.
No, she doesn't like anything, bro.
Yeah.
She doesn't like soup.
Stop putting likes in her head.
And even if she did like it, she wouldn't talk about it.
And be careful. Eating soup is an activity. It's dangerously close.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I feel like we have to do this every few weeks, but once again, I must warn my co-hosts, please do not openly bag on the people that we're trying to score dates with.
Dude, she was just mean, Jeffrey.
Okay,
like, she wasn't nice. I'm not going to be nice to people who aren't nice or kind or just something.
She was just kind of boring.
She was just
rude.
She was saying what she likes and who she is, and you're out there telling her she's not interesting, she's a pessimist, she's a terrible person.
That's what a pessimist is. It's somebody that doesn't like everything.
You're the pessimist that doesn't like everything.
It doesn't
feel good to be called
Men
a pessimist,
are so
does it?
Weird. I'm just trying to defend our listener and help him in his life. It is a bad choice to go out with this woman.
Still coming after. I say she's unique.
Oh, my God.
She is different.
I like that.
Don't you think we should celebrate the unique, different people in our community, Brooke? Or do you want to take away her rights, too?
What's unique about her?
I agree with you now, but if this girl hit me up on my DMs, I'd be like, I love you. Say anything. Yeah. Say nothing. I don't like to say anything either.
So you can be all judgy, but me and Jose are going to be enjoying our time with her at our do-nothing, absolutely nothing party.
And you guys will annoy her in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can always email the show for help or find our podcast up online at brookeandjeffrey.com.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.